So Barry Katz looks at Hollywood from a different perspective, one on his industry standard podcast that has produced a lot of laughs and thoughts. Barry Katz is with us today on Talking Tech. Barry, I'm going to shoot it right over to you. For folks who are not up on your show, please tell them all about it.
So about 4 years ago, this really fascinating thing happened where a client of mine, Jay Moore, started this podcast, and he called me the night before. He said, "I want you to be my first guest." I said, I'm not a guest. I'm not an artist. I've never done that before. He said, "Be at my garage at 7. And I did his podcast. And that next day, it was the number one podcast in the world for comedy. And I was a recipient of over 500,000 people. And he got so much feedback, he asked me to come back and do the third one, the 10th one, the 20th one. Before I knew it, I had millions of people listened. And he encouraged me to get out there and do it. And I asked all the people in the business who I knew, lawyers, agents, managers, and they all said I shouldn't do it because I knew where all the bodies were buried. And I really wasn't in a position where it was going to be good for me. No managers did something like that. But the overwhelming thing in my gut told me that I wanted to be in a position where I could share the things that I hear in meetings with network presidents and studio heads. And I wanted them to share those stories that I used to hear and get in my car and think to myself, I can't believe I'm the only person who heard that. And we started it, and it's been amazing. It's been just like you. I don't have to tell you this or any of your listeners listening. When we start something, we started at 00. There's nothing. You have nothing when you start anything. And that's what's so daunting and nerve-wracking for people about making decisions, changing professions, getting involved in things, because you never know what's going to happen and you don't want to fail. And that's what all the people told me. Hey, Barry, what if you fail? And for me, it's not about that. It's about getting out there. And if I could make an impact to more than one person, then it was going well. And thankfully, millions of people have listened to the podcast, and it's been humbling. And I've had everybody from Kevin Hart to Dr. Phil to Caitlyn Jenner to David Copperfield to the president of Netflix, Ted Sarandos, and it's all about their journeys from humble beginnings to how they get to the next level and their advice to people listening. So it's humbling, but it's been wonderful.
Okay. Now you do a long show. I mean, I do a shorty, but you do a show that's from an hour to 90 minutes. How do you keep up the energy during that show? It's a long time.
Well, clearly you can listen to my voice. I have the energy of a gnat. It's this weird thing that happens, and I don't expect anyone to understand, but when I sit down with somebody, things just channel through me and how the interview is going to go. And look, when I sit down with Bill Burr, I tend to know he's going to tear me a new colon and he's going to just roast me for 90 minutes. And if I can get him to open up for 10 or 15 of it, that's great. But if I sit down with Dr. Phil, I know he's going to go deep, and I know I can get him to go deep and where he's going to go. Copperfield was amazing in that way. Kevin Hart went back and forth, funny and not. And Ted talked about stories of Ted Sarandos about the business of Netflix that you can't believe the story. So the energy stays up the more it goes forward and the stories go forward. And I always feel like we can get to a place that's really, really special.
You can listen to Barry Katz's industry standard show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, you name it, wherever you listen to fine online audio. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, stick with USA Today for the latest.